Thank you. Okay, Simon Pei-Bes, Sif Gimel, we're talking about carrying. We get into some heavy-duty Erevin, how to construct an Erevin tonight's kitzer. So Natilas Chayfetz v'makom shu munach, picking up an object from where it's placed, Nikres Akira, that's called picking it up, meaning uprooting. Hanocha Sachevetz Nikres Hanocha, putting it down is called Hanocha. The gamma that we just had in the daf 2 days ago, and it's the first mission in Shabbos. In order to be chayiv to for haitzah on Shabbos, either for carrying in public property or carrying from private property to public property or public property to private property, you need to have an akira and hanocha. If you're missing one or the other, it's also midrabbanon, but not midaraisa. So gamma akira b'lay hanocha, hanocha b'lay akira ostalasis. Picking it up without hanocha or hanocha without. Picking it up is also to do. V'lachain also li sol sheyitin eizah chevetz liyodo shal nachri. A yid cannot put something into the hand of a goy sheyitim reshesayochid or shesaram or the carmelist to carry it out reshesayochid or shesaram or a carmelist. Ki Yisrael eizah b'zeh asakira, because when you pick it up and you give it to the goy, and the goy then carries it, then you did the picking up, which is not allowed, even though you didn't put it down. But since you picked it up, that's also in the Rabbanon. Ela nochri ba'atzma yikach es hachefetz. The nochri themselves has to take the object. When the nochri is bringing something to you, lo yikachel yisrael miyada, your yid shouldn't take it from his hand. Ki b'zeh oisei yisrael asa nochri, because then the yid is doing the resting, placing it down. Ela nochri ba'atzma yikach es hachefetz. The nochri himself does it. So that, it's interesting because you read the Paiskim, they say that if you have a mailman that delivers a package on Shabbos, have the mailman put it down, or Amazon or UPS, have them put it down on, they have to put it down. That Lechara doesn't apply anymore, what the kids of Shulchan Aruch are talking about, because we have an Eruv. Right? So if you have an Eruv, the guy picked it up from the truck and brought it to you, he's not doing any Melacha. And even if you want to say that you don't hold it Eruv, but you can certainly rely on that the guy uses the Eruv. Right? So there's no Akira in Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, nowadays, that shouldn't really apply unless you're living in Borough Park. And you, maybe he can rely on, maybe a guy can rely on the Borough Park Eruv too, or Flatbush. Fine. And you have to be careful with this when the baby that the Arelis, the Goita, as they call it, carries the baby to shul. She should pick up the baby herself in the house. And then when she gets to the shul, the yard of the shul, or to the women's section, then the guy should put the baby down. Don't hand the baby over to a yid. And then the Yisraelis should pick up the baby. Whether you should use a guy to carry a baby, that's obviously talking about where there's no Erev. Otherwise, the yid would do it. To bring a baby with a guy to shul for a bris is a big machlokes a poskim. Mishnah Berurah says not to do it. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch obviously is poskening that it's okay. Fine. Dalit chotzer sheyesh bapirza. So if you have a yard, now this gets into Erevin. If you have a yard that has in it a pirza, meaning you normally, if you have a yard that has a fence around it, so you're allowed to carry there. But let's say it has a break in the fence. So im nisharmen amachitza b'tzad echad roichav arba tfachim begoy v'asor tfachim in akarka. If there's leftover from that wall, on one side of the wall, the width of 4 tefachim at a height of 10 tefachim from the ground, or on either side of the wall, bechol tzad, on either side, roichav tefach begoy v'asar tefachim, the width of a tefach at the height of 10 tefachim, azayim ain't bepirza. Then, meaning as long as there's some sort of wall there, then azayim ain't bepirza. Yosim yasa amas ain't a tzarach shum tikkun. If there's no opening more than 10 amas, it doesn't need a tikkun at all. Ki apirza hazoyis nachsheves kamei pesach, because the opening is considered a doorway and it's fine. Aval im apirza, now 10 amas is pretty big. Our 10 amas, you're talking about 16 to 22 feet wide. Aval im apirza yisera meyasa amas, but if the opening is wider than 10 amas, yechenim loy nisham and a mechitza mitzad echad roichav arba tefachim. Or on the side of the mechitza, there's no width of 4 tefachim. Oy mishnei atzadim yikol tzad roichav tefach. Or on either side of this opening, there isn't at least the width of a tefach. Umikol shekein im nifratz b'miluay. And kol shekein, if it's open totally on one end, ta'anosh ein shum mechitza b'tzad echad, which means that there's no mechitza on one side, kazeh, like a chaf or like a ches, azay afilu ein then even if the opening only has three tefachim, which means it's not lavud, it's too big for lavud, asurun l'taltu b'chatzar azeh, it's aser to carry in this chatzar achi say yisaknu es hashem unless you fix it. And what's the best way to fix it? Surah Pesach, like we do, we learn that? No, we didn't do that yesterday. Well, we'll find it in a minute. Surah Pesach says it's create a doorway. Surah Pesach means a form of a doorway. Let's say two balabatim or more live there. Then you need to do a ruvichatzeres. Exactly what a ruvichatzeres is. Okay, hey, zeshamarnu. This that we said, that if you have a break in the fence that's wider than 10 amos, it's like a door and you don't need tikkun. That's only if there's one opening. Well, let's say there's two breaks in the fence. Then you need to have at least as much standing wall as there is openings. Meaning, let's say you have a 50-foot wall, and in the wall you have, so we said, let's say, let's go with 20 feet, a 20-foot break is allowed. So you have a 50-foot fence and two spots of 19 feet each are open. So then that's no good, because then the majority of that wall is open space. Meaning, even though we allow up until 10 amos of an opening, that's only if the majority of that wall has mechitzas, but if the majority of the wall is not going to have mechitzas, then it's no good. Avalim haya paratz meruba la'aymid, but if the open space is more than the standing, kol shapirtz yisera mishalosh tefachim tzricha tikun. Anything that the pirtz is more than three tefachim, then it needs, you need to fix it, because anything more than three tefachim doesn't have lavud. Less than three tefachim has lavud. That's why you could have an entire fence of lavud. That's fine, because even though lavud, if you have lavud, which means that you have a stick every, let's call it every 10 inches, so that's gonna have, you're still gonna have way more airspace, way more space than amud, right? But since we lavud is looked at like it's fully enclosed, so therefore that's not a problem. Fine. What is a tzuras pesach? This is one of the biggest, probably the biggest misunderstanding that I get from people who send videos and pictures of making an Eruv. So, Nayat Kanamikan, but Kanamikan, you have to stick, meaning if you have an open side, this usually happens in Airbnbs, and well, now they started, most of the communities in Orlando already have Eruvin. But before they had Eruvin, or houses in Miami or in Panama, wherever it is that people are going, so you gotta make their own Eruv, which they usually remember to do about an hour before Yom Tov. So then noyetz, but what you have to do is noyetz konami kan, bekonami kan, both now before Shabbos. You stick in one reed from here and one reed from here. Kol echad loy pachas migoiva asara tvachim. Each one cannot be less than the height of 10 tvachim. And you put on top of them a string or a reed. Vetzarach shiyah akonah oichut dafka al rashayin. V'leminat. That's the main point. You have to make sure that the string goes on top of the pole, not on the side. It's very easy to do it on the side. You just take the string and wrap it around the side of the pole. It doesn't work. It has to go over the top. And then he gives an etzah how to do it. And this is the way we do Erev until today. If you stick a nail into the top of the reeds, into the top of the lechi, the korach achut aleihem, and then you wrap the string around those nails, shaper dummy, then that's the best way to do it. You also have to make sure that the lechis are within three tefachim of the walls, and the bottom of the lechi has to can't be higher than three tefachim from the ground. And if it's very necessary, well, you cannot make a tzuras pesach that the tzuras pesach would start more than three tefachim away from the walls. Yesh lahakol, so you gotta be, you can be makel. Meaning, We don't want a space between the lechis, which usually there isn't, because a freestanding lechi is very hard to make sure it stays straight. You have to dig it into the ground. Usually we try and put up lechis either knocking them into houses or poles or trees. Fine. Zayin chotzer rebaya shepsuchen l'toicha rechoiv. If you have a house or a yard that opens to the street, v'adelas niftachas lifnim, and the door opens, swings in, v'mezuzos imamashkev sh'al gabeim, and the mezuzos with the threshold that's on top of them, v'askufa shebetachtis, and the, whatever, the whole door frame, hein l'tzad rechoiv, they're on the street side. So now, what is the status of this doorway? Sometimes it's just a yahud, sometimes it's a karmelis. Since not everybody knows this or is aware of what's going on, we put on it a suffix, shusayachud and karmelis. It's also to carry from there to the street, that's rishusarabim, a karmelis, or to a karmelis. And not from the street to there, because maybe it's Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry from the house to there, and not from there to the house, Kishamahu Karmelus. Meaning basically, don't carry in and out of there because we have no idea what its status is. If the door is locked and you need to open the door, so what are you going to do? So you got to put in the key, but if you put in the key to the door and you swing the door open, you just move. You just carry the key inside. So you have to make sure that the Eved Kechavim puts the key inside the lock, meaning let the guy do it. And after he opens up the lock, before he opens up the door, the guy takes out the key. So you put the key in, unlock the door, let the guy take out the key. Because if the guy, sorry, if the yid puts in the key, swings open the door, now he just carried potentially from a shusarabim into a shusayachid. Because then you just carried it to a shusayachid. So this comes up for those that don't use an eruv. So let's say you keep the key under the floor mat, right? The great hiding place. So what you should do is you should put the key in, unlock it, and then take the key out, put it back down, and then open the door. Ches, there's also a lot of confusion with ches, because basically we're saying that to make an eruv, you need a tzuras pesach. So you have two poles and a string on top. So what happens if in front of your house you have like a porch? It's not really a porch. It's just you have some pillars and you have a roof that juts out. So can you carry under there? So he's going to say that you cannot carry under there. Many houses, you have the roof of the house that extends past the walls of the house into the street. And they lean it on pillars. Right, so also lahitzim in abayis l'sham, you're not allowed to carry there. By lahachnas l'sham l'abayis, so take from there into the house. V'chein also l'tal l'sham arba amos m'shem d'dinam kamei orachov. You're not allowed to carry dalat amos there because it has the same din as the street. Rishus haram or karmelus. It's going to be either rishus haram or karmelus. Ba'af shagag nosan alamudim. Even though the roof is standing on pillars, tahavi tzuras apesach, that looks like a tzuras apesach, shouldn't be any worse than sticks and strings. D'dinam kimechitza. Has it in a mechitza? We come up and we're in a tzad. The main mechitza problem is that on the sides you don't have the mechitza. V'lachein tzarich lahamin mikotza mizeh kana echad etz alakaisel shalabayis. So what you got to do is you got to put up a lechi and a string. So you put up one pole on one side of the house, negada amad shagagalov, opposite the pillar that the house that the roof is leaning on. Sheish gam kan tzuras apesa. That you have a tzuras apesach, v'chein mikotza sheni, and then same thing from the other side. Im kama batim smuchim zeh etzel zeh, and if you have many houses, one next to the other, v'nyin zeh dai lehem sheyasu kein b'ktzei habayis, Hashem mikotza mizeh, meaning, so what you can do is you can run the wire along the front of all the houses, v'ktzei habayis Hashem mikotza mizeh, meaning you run it from one corner of the house that's on this side, and the ktzei habayis Hashem mikotza mizeh, v'yasu iru v'chatzeres, and you make, and then you have to make sure you do a Eruv HaChatzeres, which is the box of matzah, et cetera, which we'll see in two simonim from now. Okay, I hope that was a shtickle understandable. It's Erevin, so it's not so easy. Okay, everybody should have a fine night and resurus tavis.